Changing minds one thought at a time.
Good evening, everyone. This is Jessica. How you doing tonight, Akina?
I am great, Jessica. How about yourself?
I am doing well. We are so excited about our new series, Unlocking Your Code. I am here with our amazing co-host, Lisa DeMayo. Lisa is just an amazing woman. She has built her entire platform on helping people achieve health and wellness. She's an expert in entrepreneurship, and she's helped millions of people around the world to develop the healthiest version of themselves. She's recently partnered with Integrated Genetic Solutions as the Director of Marketing, and we're here to welcome her tonight as she brings on an amazing guest to teach us about a brand new therapy. Welcome, Lisa.
Thank you so much, Jessica. I'm so happy to be back, and I'm really, I'm super excited to be talking to all of you. And as you know, I've been doing coaching for over 25 years, and we can talk about the power of the mind and the power of intention and how we can stay focused and really create a vision through using our focus and our ability. But what happens when our body is in alignment with our mind? When we physically can't do it, we just feel exhausted. We feel like we're running up this constant uphill battle. And sometimes we really need to take inventory of what's going on inside. And that's why I decided to partner with IGS, Integrated Genetic Solutions, because I really wanted to know what was going on with my body from the inside out. So it's not enough. And you know that I'm an advocate of coaching. I've been on the show and we talk about it. But sometimes we really need to take a deeper look. So I didn't realize how bad I was feeling until I started to feel good. And I think sometimes right? And how simple is that sentence? And in this day and age, my favorite quote ever, ignorance is a choice. We shouldn't wait till we're sick to feel better. There's always another level. So IGS is a software platform designed to help doctors regulate patients' gene expression, and our gene expression controls the vast majority of how our bodies operate and function. So what IGS does is the doctors have already been practicing this, but we've been able to condense 20 to 30 hours of time to take a look at one's body and how it operates, the chemistries and the DNA, and condense it into 30 minutes. So IGS is a diagnostic tool that enhances a doctor's treatment of a patient, and it augments their practical experience. And we're so excited, we are so proud to be in alignment with some of the most brilliant minds in the integrative industry. And today I'm honored to interview our special guest. And ladies, you can just send me thank you notes for this one. He is, wait till you just hear his background and why you need to go see him. But Dr. Lionel Bassoon is our guest tonight, and he is an expert in anti-aging, who works with the whole body to tailor a treatment specific to your needs. Dr. Bassoon specializes in a wide variety of anti-aging medicine and services. So he's written books. He has a book out right now, and again, you can thank me, called The Cellulite Cure. He's been practicing, I mean, really, truly. How lucky are we to have him on tonight? He's been practicing anti-aging medicine for over 10 years. And in the late 1990s, after studying mesotherapy, and he went to Paris to do this, Dr. Lionel Bassoon introduced mesotherapy in the United States. So he's been helping patients with bioidentical hormone replacement, weight loss, cellulite reduction, increase in strength and vitality, helping reduce the symptoms of menopause, you name it, and he's been practicing it and studying it. So without further ado, I'd like to welcome to the call Dr. Lionel Bassoon. Dr. Bassoon, are you there?
I'm here. Thanks, Lisa. That was a great introduction. Thank you.
Well,
I want to go see myself now.
I'm coming to see you. I want to know all about your book, The Cellulite Cure.
Well, you know, as you mentioned, I went to Paris to study mesotherapy back in the 90s. And back then, cellulite was something we see on a newspaper, in magazines, the TV. And there's really not a lot that was being offered to help women with cellulite other than the usual diet and exercise. But in medical school, nobody really taught about cellulite. We didn't understand the physiology. We didn't understand the causes. We didn't understand how to prevent it. So, you know, I went to Paris and studied and literally had probably 20, 30 trips to Paris where I would go for a week to a weekend at a time and study and come back and practice. But while I was there, I realized they were using mostly all homeopathic materials for treating cellulite, and I would ask the doctors, how long will it take to treat this woman? And they will say maybe 100 sessions, 150 sessions. Well, that's a very, very long time. And most people, if you tell them that, they'll give up and they'll be frustrated. Literally, there would be no answer. So I sort of streamlined the program and looked at using pharmacological medicines that has been proven to break down fat, changed the technique of injections, and what would have been 80 to 100 treatments, depends on the grade of cellulite, we could get rid of it in between 5 to 20 treatments. And when I say 20, 20 has to be, well, let me back up here before I answer, say that.
Mm-hmm.
With cellulite, there are different grades of cellulite. So every woman I see will say to me, I've got the worst cellulite, and everybody thinks theirs is the worst. But scientifically, there are four grades of cellulite, grade 0, grade 1, 2, and 3, which grade 0 is no cellulite. Grade 1 is no visible cellulite, but if you pinch the skin, you will see cellulite. And grade 2 is if you look at someone's legs, you could actually see the cellulite without the pinching. And that's what most people see, and they think it's the worst. But grade 3 is where you see cellulite laying down. And if you see that and the patient's laying down, we kind of call that terminal cellulite. Not because they're going to die from it, but because it's very, very hard to treat. So with a terminal cellulite, it may require 20 treatments, but most people require about 5 to 10 sessions of mesotherapy for cellulite. So I assume there's going to be many women listening to the podcast, so I just want to point out an interesting observation we made. So one of the things we do is look at women's legs, and I'm literally sitting almost 18 inches to 2 feet away, looking, inspecting, examining the legs. And one of the things I notice is dimples in the buttocks. Women's dimples in the buttocks are always beneath the panty lines. And more I looked at this stuff, it was really, really fascinating to find that even if women stop wearing regular underwear and switch to G-strings or thongs, the dimples still persisted. So one of the things that came out of me studying cellulite was educating women about the kinds of underwear they could wear to help get rid of the dimples or prevent them from coming. Mm-hmm. So in my book is an entire chapter on women's underwear.
It's so interesting. You know, I'm getting this book right after this call. So what is the premise of your practice? Because I know that's not your only focus.
So when we look at health, we have to look at the whole person. I'm an osteopath, which means we look at the entire patient. We don't just listen to your symptoms. Even if you're a cellulite patient, we need to know about your hormones. Are you tired? Are you exercising? What are you doing? How do you feel? What time do you get up? What time do you go to sleep? How much coffee do you drink? Do you crash in the middle of the day? So these are questions we ask our patients regardless of what they come in for. So we try to merge everything together. So even though you have cellulite, let's say you come in for weight loss, even patients who we do weight loss, they have a lot of overlapping problems with cellulite problems. The guys who have hormone problems may also be overweight. The women in menopause may be overweight and tired. So you can't really separate people into a group of symptoms. So I really, as an osteopath, look at the entire patient. And that's something I literally write in my note every time I see someone. I always write, patient was notified, was advised. I don't look at the collection of symptoms. I look at the entire person. So from an anti-aging perspective, that allows me to basically individualize everybody's care.
And so when you're into, and we know that this is all about personalized medicine, how does IGS fit into your practice?
It was so, well, in a nutshell, it was the missing piece of the puzzle. Because, you know, we do a lot of nutrition. I do a lot of nutrition with my program. I try to do everything as natural as possible. But now here comes a program that gives us a unique tool where we could optimize somebody's health and customize nutrition for you, which is something that was talked about in the past, but we've always thought it would be too labor-intensive, too difficult. And IGS came up, this company came up with this amazing algorithm, and I'm so impressed by what they're able to do. For instance, if you're taking vitamin D and you're taking certain medicines, we know these medicines could affect the levels of absorption of all your nutrients, not just vitamin D. So they can now recalculate the doses of everything and basically create a formula to include all the medications you're taking, which could affect the absorption and utilization of your medications.
So is it a one-time shot? Do I come in and I see you one time for the IGS program, or can you just explain to our listeners how does this work?
So what I like about this program is it's not a one-time program. It's a way of life program. And when I say a way of life is, look, our body is like a well-tuned machine operating on six cylinders. So every so often, if you took your car in to do a checkup, well, we do the same for your body. So once you first come in, after we do the physical, the history, and draw the blood test, now I must say the blood test that we do with the IGS program is extremely extensive. It's beyond what I would typically do for most patients. So there's a lot of genetic testing, nutritional testing, hormones. So it's a very, very in detail. I think that the lab report's about 20 pages. And most of my patients would typically say, gee, I've never had blood tests like this. So that is how thorough the blood test is. So once we get the blood results, the IGS program, the data is put into that program, and the computer program gives us a recommendation based on pure science, based on what you're taking, based on what your requirements would be. Now, the interesting thing about the IGS program is, going back to your question, is how often do we do this? Is it once a year? Well, it's actually four times a year because we have to repeat blood tests every 3 months to create a new formula. Because your body is a dynamic machine. It keeps changing, keeps evolving, keeps getting better. And as it improves, you may need more or less of certain things. So if we give you the same formula throughout the entire year, you may notice a decrease in your performance. You may notice you have plateaued. So you may even notice a return of symptoms. So we keep fine-tuning it, sort of like a race car, if you will, you know, making the car better and better as we go along. So with IGS, it's not a one-time quick fix. It's a commitment to a healthy lifestyle. It's a commitment to you being better, being optimal, to be healthy. And this is basically for people who really, really take their health serious, who want to do preventative medicine, who want to prevent disease and overall enjoy everything they do in life. So it's not a commitment that requires you to go to a doctor's office every month, but every 3 months we get the blood test and we upgrade the formulas as needed.
You know, it's so interesting to me that people will say, well, I don't believe in supplements. And, you know, over time, and we look at what's happening to our bodies, but it's an insidious process when we start to break down. So we have inadequate nutrition. We have calorie deprivation because we're all looking to either lose weight or gain lean muscle, and we don't know how to properly do that. We have physical and emotional stress. We're all on some kind of medication at some point. All the poisons, all the pesticides, all the lack of natural sunlight, living in front of our computers, poor exercise, all of this. When people come in, how important do you feel knowing all this is going on? And we know it too, but there's always pushback about supplements. Can you explain to us the importance of having supplements in the program?
Well, supplements are important in the IGS program. So let's say you were taking a multivitamin, and a fish oil, and a CoQ10. When we do the testing with IGS, because those were the variables that was already in place, we basically assume you're going to continue those so you don't have to get rid of things you're taking. You will continue those in addition to IGS. Or if you want to stop everything else and take the formulated programs, you could do that. Yeah, by itself, because it could be standalone. But going back to the question is, look, everybody likes to go on TV or on the radio and state, well, we don't believe in nutrition. Well, facts are facts. What you believe is one thing, but the facts are the other things. That's why there is a medical journals have articles on nutrition, nutritional deficiencies. For instance, our immune system can't function without vitamin D. So we get sicker in the winter because we have no sunlight. People get more colds. We get more flus. So with IGS program, we give more vitamin D in the wintertime. So with the IGS program, it's really a more comprehensive program. And as far as the belief system that says we don't need nutrition, well, there's a diet called the SAD diet, and the SAD diet refers to the standard American diet. And I was at a medical conference several years ago where the former director of at the NIH on nutrition said the American diet was a SAD diet, and I'm going like, what's this guy talking about, a SAD diet? There's no such thing. And then he proceeded to say the standard American diet lacks nutrients. He said the soil has less nutrients in the soil. There's more toxins in our soils. So our food looks greener. It's yellower. It's redder. But there's less nutrients in it. So basically, we're eating almost filler substance to feel full. Whereas mm-hmm. in Europe, they don't allow genetically engineered foods in their markets. So we're getting more things that has genetically engineered produce, and we're getting sicker. And these nutrients that we talk about, it's important to be able to absorb them. So I would say go to any nutritional journal in this country. I'm talking medical nutritional journal, peer-reviewed published articles, and it will show you how nutrition enhances weight loss, how it makes you feel overall better, improves performance, just well-being, prevents disease. So these things are clearly documented in the scientific literature. So when people go and say, I don't believe in nutrition, well, just look at our soil, look at our food, and look at our population. That should be enough to let you realize if you want to be healthy, you take charge of your life and you get on the nutritional program.
Absolutely. You know, interestingly enough, when I first went through the IGS program, I'm on an incredible baseline product, a nutritional program, and been doing extremely well for 4.5 years. And then I kept thinking, something's not working. Is it the product I'm taking? Is it my vitamins are no longer working? And until IGS, never realized, well, perhaps it's my body chemistry that's not working properly, and it's just impossible for my body to metabolize certain vitamins, and had no idea I was eating, besides the nutritional program that I was on, my actual food wasn't in alignment with what my DNA printout was. So there was so much information I had gotten from this program. So I was one of those people who was saying, oh, my gosh, my program's not working anymore. Like, this can't be great. And it was my body wasn't working anymore. So once we started to align my body, of course, my nutritional program was working just fine. Have you in your experience ever had patients who've gone from doctor to doctor, but they still have no answer as to why certain things aren't working for them?
Well, I will tell you, that's the bulk of what we see in my office. Most of the patients we've seen have been to 2, 3, 4, 5. I've had several who've been to 20 doctors, 21 doctors. And interestingly, most of the patients I see are very intelligent, educated people. They're, I would say 80% of my patients work in Wall Street. They work in finance. They work in banking. They own their own businesses. So these are very intelligent, educated, motivated people. And they've basically had lost the why they're so tired, why they're so run down, why they feel like taking a nap during the daytime. I had one CEO tells me he would close his office door and take a nap for about an hour. I said, how do you get away with this? He says he told his secretary to say he's in a meeting. That's how exhausted the guy was. I mean, you know, we don't realize the stresses of our lives when you fly for business between here and New York or here in London or here in Tokyo. It changes our circadian rhythm, and that in itself demands more B vitamins, more C vitamins, more minerals. And so it's not just let's deal with it. When we think of the old school way of let's power through it. Well, those guys who tried to power through those things ended up with more stomach ulcers, ended up with more heart disease, ended up being sicker, ended up being retired earlier. Whereas our patients, my patients, are guys who are in their 40s, 50s, early 60s who realize, hey, you know what? I got to take charge of my health. I have to be responsible for me and my family. And if I don't take care of myself, I'm going to be so exhausted I can't get out of bed one of these days. And some patients, it's actually happened to them because the wear and tear on our body is dictated by our nutrition.
You know, we buy into each other's stories, too, as a culture. So, you know, people will say to me, well, you do too much. That's why you're always exhausted. You go nonstop. You just went through a divorce. You left a company. You went. So we buy into it. But I had no idea until I went through the program that I had issues that truly needed to be addressed. And now completely feel like a different person. And here I am blaming it on my nutritional program and maybe it's not working anymore. But there was so much that needed to be addressed. So what do you anticipate the future of medicine to be? And how do you think a program like IGS will fit into the future of where this is all going?
Well, so many doctors are doing nutrition or getting into nutrition. And this is the only program I'm aware of that allows us to take your blood and look at your nutritional balance. Let us look at take your genetics and run genetic analysis and create a nutritional program based not just on lifestyle, but really based on science, based on what's in your blood test, what's in your genes. And so it's a future medicine. Look, the future medicine is going to be genetic medicine. And this is a step that we're taking to influence our genes so our health will be better. So I would say if you could have the time and the resources to do this program, then I think you should seriously consider it, because doctor shopping doesn't really help. Taking multiple medicines to treat one symptom and then having to take another medicine to treat the side effect of that symptom, it's really like putting a Band-Aid on a problem, and eventually you will crash, the body will crash. So it's easier to fix the real problems and replace the missing nutrients and allow your body to heal and recover and enjoy life.
Why is it so important? And I know the obvious, diabetes and cardiovascular disease, but why is weight loss so important for optimum health, and how do hormones play a role in all of this? I think it's very, very confusing, and I often hear, you know, the second people will say, you look amazing, what are you doing? And I'll say, I'm still on my nutritional program. However, I've had extensive blood work done with a company called IGS and on bioidentical hormone replacement. Oh, forget it. I would never do that. Why are we so misinformed, and why do you think that pushback exists, and can you explain why it's so important along with weight loss?
IGS blood tests will also look at one's hormones. If there's a deficiency in the hormones, then they will recommend fixing it. And obviously, it's the doctor's choice and the patient's choice, but you could take do the IGS program without the hormones. And if you do the program, sort of try to upgrade more hormones, more vitamins. But having your body run on six cylinders, assuming it's a car with six cylinders, you'd rather run it on six as opposed to five or four. So if we look at our daily life as going up a hill every day, and we have a vehicle that has six cylinders but four is working, then you're going to sputter. You're not going to work so well. But once we put the nutrition in, well, let's say we now have five cylinders, and if there is a hormone deficiency and we fix that, then we have now optimized your health. So IGS is not just the nutritional part of the program. There's also a hormonal part. And look, some people will decline to do the hormone for regardless of their reason, but typically the reason is people hear this word hormone and they just have this ingrained fear that the word hormone means something bad. And they associate hormones with things like cancer, or if you're a guy, you think of it as sports where people are abusing steroids. So prescribed hormones is really based on scientific facts that we do need them as we do get older. Our levels do go down. And if you want to have a healthy, youthful life, for instance, guys with low libido, well, we could fix your nutrition and you'll feel really great and you'll be able to go to work and do all the things you do at work. But you kind of need your sex drive also, which also covers your creativity. The same with women. You know, estrogen dictates the quality of your skin, your memory, your heart health, your bones. So if you're in menopause and you're not taking any estrogens, well, you know, there was a recent study that showed that women who, I think it came out of Stanford University, women who did not take estrogens in menopause had higher rates of dementia. So you have to think these things through as opposed to respond reflexively. And people do have this fear that if I take estrogens, I'll get cancer. Well, the proof is that most of the studies that was done, and that was done with Premarin, which is a estrogen that comes from horse. And if you're a horse, it's wonderful. You could take it. But for humans, it's not the best estrogen. So we prefer to use bioidentical hormones, which are natural hormones. And we balance the hormones in such a way that we could look at the numbers and calculate a ratio and make sure those numbers are right for you. We also do cancer screening before I would do any kind of hormones. In women, there's a blood test, which most patients don't know exists for breast cancer, for ovarian cancer, uterine cancer, colon, thyroid, lung cancer, pancreatic cancers. So part of the IGS program, we run the cancer screen. And most patients tell me, well, my doctors never do this test on me. So, and while we treat patients, we also periodically will look at the cancer screen to make sure they're fine. Now, if somebody comes in and says, well, my mother or my sister has breast cancer, and if they still want to do the hormones, we'll proceed with it. So everybody has their reason why, but typically, you know, most of that is really conditioning, and people should do their own research and make the decision for themselves as opposed to making a decision out of fear.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you. Thank you for that. And I think it's the uneducated person who typically asks that question or some outside noise that they heard and it just comes out of their mouth. But I can tell you, I feel like a different person. And I feel in my 40s, I have the energy and the stamina that I did in my 20s, but I have the smarts of a woman in her 40s. So it's been eye-opening for me to have this experience. Jessica, I know there's a question you'd like to ask.
Yes, Dr. Bassoon, I'm listening, and I'm thinking to myself, when Lisa and I first talked about this, I had said to Lisa, I said, you know, this is great. I said, but I'm too young for this. I said, I'm not even 30 yet. Why would I need to look at my hormones? I said, I'm happy to hear about this more. But that was my impression. And I'm sitting and I'm listening to you talking about cellulite being a reflection of something internal going on in our bodies that's not right. And it's really resonating with me. I actually am an elite athlete. I have 18% body fat. And even yesterday I was talking to a friend at the gym and said, I don't know why I have this cellulite. I have such a minimal body fat. I exercise every day. I eat healthy. So is this something that someone my age could benefit from?
Absolutely. So cellulite is an interesting thing because now we're seeing young girls with cellulite in the 18s, 19s, 20s, and you say when you exercise. So when you're exercising, you're actually using a lot of testosterone. In women, you make estrogen from testosterone. We think women just make estrogen, but no, it comes from testosterone. And you need some estrogen for the skin, and you need progesterone for the circulation. And as you start to get older, as you approach the 30s, the estrogen is slowly starting to decrease. So women, as they start getting into the late 20s, 30s, they start noticing some subtle changes. So if we could do some simple nutrition and add things like DHE and pregnenolone, which are pro-hormones, into a nutrition program to give your ovaries the tools it needs and the adrenal glands the tools it needs to make its own hormones, then be a nice way to support your system.
Well, Dr. Bassoon, we want to thank you so much. And for those of you listening to this podcast right now, Dr. Bassoon has also been featured on many television shows. He's been on The Rachel Ray Show, South Florida News, E! News, Fox News, Good Morning America. He is out there. But can you tell us, if we want to find you in New York City, how do we go about making an appointment to see you?
So, you know, nobody's ever asked me that before.
Your address, your phone number, okay. How do we get in touch with you?
So the website, either through the mesotherapy.com website, there's a phone number there. It's 212-579-9136, 212-579-9136. And our anti-aging website is anti-aging.com for medicine.
Awesome. Well, I want to thank you so much for all this information, ladies and gentlemen, and it is for men too. We heard about low testosterone. What you need to do, call Dr. Bassoon to make an appointment for the IGS program. Jessica, I'm going to pass it to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, Dr. Bassoon, so much for being on our call tonight. It was amazingly beneficial to me, and I know that our audience is going to love it. And Akina, where can anyone get the recording of this call if they want to listen again or share it with someone that they also know would benefit from the program?
Oh, of course. If you resonated with something that Dr. Bassoon said tonight, please, please, please join us on Changing Minds Online. You can also find us on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, and, of course, our YouTube channel. So
thank you, everyone.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Have a great night, everybody.
Thank you. Have a good night. Bye now.